And shut down U Street they did as they marched, screaming and carrying signs with many messages.
Stand with the people of Ferguson.
Yes, Michael Brown.
And flyers.
That basically says, prosecute the murderer cop Darren Wilson. Justice for Mike Brown.
But Andrew doesn't think there'll be justice for Mike Brown unless Officer Wilson is
arrested and tried for murder.
There are dozens of people outside the White House snapping pictures. Jasmine from St. Louis had heard of the uninvited guest.
I don't condone it. I don't think it was right, but they're going to go down in history for it. I can most definitely say that.
And while she doesn't condone it, she says,
I can understand that frustration. Like, what's in there? Like, what's all around there?
What's going on?
But Edward from Slovakia says he has no interest in going in the White House if he wants to see the inside.
Don't just watch House of Cards or any of the American movies. You see everything there.
Heather Curtis, All News 99.1 for 1010 Winds at the White House. People holding roses of red, yellow, and red with white tips bend down to carefully place the flowers along the wall to remember those killed in action, missing in action, and those honored by the Vietnam Vets Memorial Fund. Captain Dennis Faherty.
Millions of hands have touched this wall that heals, but none as loving as a son or daughter.
Well, Nikki, thousands of veterans are filing into the Pentagon's parking lots ready to ride. Their bikes are glistening in the sun and roaring as they drive by. And of course, there's that nasty smell of exhaust. But the founder of Rolling Thunder, Inc. tells me they all started this 27 years ago. It started with a few marchers raising awareness about prisoners of war and missing in action service members. Then the motorcycles kept joining year by year until the event became what it is today. Larger than life. At noon, they'll all ride out of here and around the Capitol. Live at the Pentagon's North parking lot, Heather Curtis, All News 99.1. Song, prayer, and hope here as this community sets out in a search for clues about the missing child. Strangers stand alongside Relisha's family as they share faith that she'll be found alive. This is her great-great-grandma, Mary Young.
Set Relisha free to come home to her mother, father, and her brother. To her family, who loved Relisha Rudd, set her free.
Organizer Treon White says Relisha's everyone's child.
I always think about her. I go through an emotional roller coaster just like everyone else.
On Bladensburg Road Northeast, Heather Curtis, All News 99.1.